Robbie Williams with Kylie Minogue and a song called Kids, taking us to 8:30 on a Monday morning. Welcome to your Monday. Welcome to the new week. It's the 10th of June and you're on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Balito. Hey, man. And I told you this morning that we were going to be serving up something special with a local flavor, a local focus. We are now in June. We are now in Youth Month, a Youth Day just around the corner, and with a special spotlight on matters of youth development. Right now, I'm going to tell you a little story. Well, not just me and my special guest, we're going to tell you a story about the amazing stuff that continues to happen and has been happening for many years at Girls and Boys Town, and with our local branch based in Tongaat, KZN, continuing to serve and to be at the forefront of youth development matters on our KZN coastline. It's my great pleasure this Monday morning to welcome to you Zinhle Nyawo, my special guest, who is Youth and Development Manager for KZN, for Girls and Boys Town. Zinhle, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you today?
I'm fine, and thank you for having me.
Great to have you.
Good morning to your listeners as well.
Great to have you in the house.
Yes.
I'm going to just move this microphone one little smidgen closer.
Nah, okay.
There we go. Now we can hear you beautifully. And looking at, here we are. Firstly, in the middle of the year, we are in Youth Month, and it's all about youth development at Girls and Boys Town.
Yes.
With an incredible story that goes way, way back. I mean, I've just been looking on the website and trying to get a little bit of history, a little bit of understanding. I mean, the story goes back to like 1958, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Can you maybe take us back and introduce us to Girls and Boys Town, South Africa, and of course our Tongaat base, and tell us about the story and the core mission?
Okay, Girls and Boys Town, South Africa, like you said, has been healing heartbroken youth since 1958, so it's been 66 years already. It started only with 7 youth that time that needed placement. Then the campus in Magaliesberg was open. Then Tongaat was actually open in 1978.
Does it go back that far?
Yes, yes. So we were very lucky that the Nuns Covenant, they donated the whole place to Girls and Boys Town to run the program. So then we opened the one campus in Verulam, then in Glenwood. But then in 2004, it was now changed to Girls and Boys Town because we're accommodating girls.
As well.
Yes, as well. So then Verulam was changed now to accommodate only girls.
Okay.
So then in 2021, the boys in Glenwood moved over to Tongaat campus. So we only now have, in KZN, and we have Glenwood, we have Tongaat here on the M4, and then in Verulam.
Okay, yes. And that's the split there. So the girls and boys,
yes,
both with a dedicated space.
Yes.
And how does Girls and Boys Town empower children? These are children in the care of the state between the ages of 11 and 17,
yes,
am I right?
Yes, yes. So with us, we've got programs that are specific for the development of the youth or the children. We take from 11, like you've said, to 17 years. We have 18 years and above that are already in our care. But the youth are initially placed by the social workers through courts, and we have programs like 24/7 care where we have youth care workers to look after them the whole time. So there must be someone awake looking after the boys and girls full time. We take them to school. Around Tongaat, we have social workers that does therapy with them, group works. We have youth care workers taking them to clinic.
Wow.
We have a support team that are doing the cleaning, the buying of food, making sure that the boys and girls got enough clothing. Yes, we have the team of fundraisers that are making sure that you get funding coming in so that you can continue with our mission. We are healing heartbroken children, like I said before. So they are from like broken communities, broken families, and the communities, you know, don't want them because of the behavior that they were presenting there. So we are trying by all means to work with families as well and communities to say that this is your kids. So when they come back to you, you must be ready. So we train families. We do the common sense parenting for parents. They come for, you know, for a weekend. They have the whole session. We teach them.
Wow.
And then we are teaching social acceptable skills. We have boys that don't even know how to greet. We have, you know, children that don't even know how to say thank you. So those, you know, basic skills that we are teaching them, they are using it now when they go back to the families, to the communities. So yeah, we've been doing that, and it's been success because we have boys, you know, that are staying there for 2 years. The program is usually the two years, but we have boys that are staying longer with that, and some even go out being independent. Like, they don't need to go back. Like, they don't have family, so they need to go and work.
Yeah.
You know, using those skills that we've taught them. So, yes.
It's an incredible holistic approach
to trying to... It's not only us only, but we have families, we have social workers, we have schools, stakeholders, you know, health department that is also helping us, psychologists that are giving us pro bonos.
It's an amazing story and an amazing model of healing broken hearts of children harmed by the trauma of the world's physical and emotional abuse.
Yes.
And, I mean, over the years, you must have seen some incredible stories of transformation. Do you have a particular success story or transformational experience involving a child who benefited from Girls and Boys Town support that you could share?
Yes, I was going to bring one this morning, but I think it was early. We have one boy just finished grade 12 last year. He's been with us since 2018. He has learned skills, and we have an in-house program that we call the motivation system and peer group system, where youth, you know, lead each other. They are learning, and then they're teaching other youth. So that boy actually was our mayor after a very long time.
So the mayor of Boys Town.
Yes, the mayor of Boys Town. He has been working weekends. I know that he was working at Hatches the other time. Then he was working at Speech Bums, and he just did his license now. He is waiting for a learnership to start working because he was an independent one. So it's a very good story to, you know, tell people and encourage other youth that are still in the system to say, you can do it, you can learn, and you can be like Musa, you can be like other boys that have been through the system. And, you know, learned all the skills, implemented all the skills, and then go out of the Girls and Boys Town to showcase what they have learned.
Amazing.
Yes.
And as part of the holistic approach to healing, what creative outlets or activities does Girls and Boys Town provide for youth expression? Because I'm sure that's a big part of it.
Yes, it's a big part of it because we do activities. So we need to expose them. So what is happening currently, the boys are attending, or they're playing soccer with there's a league for all the child and youth care centers in Durban.
Okay.
So they're part of that league. I think in 2022 they won the league, which was very amazing.
Wow.
For them. Yes, we are very lucky. Recently we have a music teacher from Durban North who's teaching our boys now to play instruments, musical instruments, and then sing. So we've got a little band going. Cool. There of our boys. The girls also, they're playing netball. We have one girl that is doing drama at school. She's very excited about that. We can't wait to see her on big screens. we try and expose them. If there are people like coming in as well, you know, we try to showcase the dancing skills. We try to, you know, open, you know, every doors for them. Like if there's someone that is hosting an awareness or something, so we expose them to that, so that they can learn what is happening around the communities. We just had one event now in Durban where boys and girls attended. It was a huge event by Food Forward. Oh yeah, but it was more on for children. Mm. So yes, to try and expose them to all the things. They like skating as well. They come so much here in Palito.
Oh yes.
Yes, in the skating.
The skate park.
The skate park. Yes.
It's obviously, you know, kids need to be kids at the end of the day.
But
this is a very important development age group. We're talking between the ages of 11 and 17.
Yes.
And if you're listening to this and you're just catching the middle of the interview, I'm in conversation with Zinhle Nyawo. She's the youth and development manager for KZN for Girls and Boys Town. And Zinhle, how can the community at large get involved in supporting Girls and Boys Town's work? I'm sure there's more than one way to get behind it, right?
We're just chatting earlier about the tornado that happened.
I mean, this is the thing. You're very much integrated into the Tongaat community with your your boys' base.
Yes. So we are looking at people to sponsor us. Like, our day to day running costs are very much high. We do have the social development that is giving subsidy, but not enough. So the running cost of the organizations are very high. We also like want people to help us in terms of exposure. Like I was saying, we need to expose our youth to a lot of activities, a lot of things that are happening in the community, and identify their talent. So we have boys that, you know, that are 16 and above. They want to be exposed to workplace. They were looking for jobs, holiday jobs. We want that help as well. We want mentors to come on board as well, people to come and mentor our youth and teach them about other life skills or other things that are happening in the communities. We have now it's winter clothing, very important. Yes, just everything that you think, food, vegetables, everything that you think that you can, you know, even if it's not, you know, food or whatever, but your time as well. To spend with the children, to teach them to come in and spend that, you know.
Well, like you say, you've got a music teacher who's got the ability to help transfer that skill and that love. And so there are so many different ways. The website I'm looking at the moment, with lots of contact details and ideas and inspiration on hand, if you just Google Girls and Boys Town, you'll come through to the site with girlsandboystown.org.za.
Yes, that's the website.
And we are, as I said, in Youth Month at the moment, June. Mm. And are there any upcoming events or campaigns related to Youth Month that our listeners should know about, Sinclair?
Yeah, we have a huge event this coming Friday.
This Friday?
Yes, this Friday we are celebrating the Youth Month. We are celebrating Family Day. So we have all the families of the youth and the social workers and other people from the community who will be doing we have the whole program set by Aline and the team. Thank you so much, Aline. So, yeah, that is the biggest program. I know that we're still trying to source food for the families and children, the lunch. I know that my fundraising team is working on that. But there's a huge event that is coming up now. December, we usually have our awards day where we award youth for the whole year what they've done well. So we also, like that time, we do our Christmas party. We also open for gifts and, you know, donation of food and clothing and all that.
So
for
anything,
the youth, anything
in that space, if any corporates or companies are able to assist on that front, it's
and
all
we,
really appreciated.
We are compliant with SARS, so anything, Jay, then we are fine.
Well, this is the thing as well. You want to know that you're dealing with an organization that has all the checks and balances, and Girls and Boys Town since 1958 has been that trusted organization.
Yes.
And in the month of Youth Month, is there a special message you'd like to share with young people and listeners?
Yeah, I think for our youth in South Africa, they know that we are celebrating June 16, the Youth Day. So in Zulu, we say, how are you going to get it while you sit in the corner? So get out there, be known, be seen, be heard. And, you know, occupy the space there. It's not occupied by anyone. So showcase your talent, showcase your skills so that people can notice you and people can, you know, take a chance to look at you. So
Share it as well, right?
Yeah, share it.
If you've got a gift and you can share it with others and
with
inspire others.
Yes, there's social media now. Use it for the benefit of, you know, your good benefit. Because people are using it for the wrong reason. But use it, show your talent there. You know, talk about issues that are in the community that you think to be addressed. So don't just sit around and wait for people to come to you.
Hey, you're hearing the message this morning on Radio Life and Style on a Monday from Zinhle Nyawo, Youth and Development Manager of KZN for Girls and Boys Town. And Zinhle, lastly, how can our listeners connect with Girls and Boys Town South Africa, in particular with our local KZN office, and support the cause going forward? What's the smartest way to get in touch?
Yes, if you want to speak to the fundraising team, you can call them on 032-943-3189. If you want to have, if you want counseling, we have a hotline number that is 0861-585858. If you want to reach us at Tongat branch, it's 032 0553305556 at the end. Our website, it's www.girlsandboystown.org.za. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on Twitter, so please do connect with us.
Absolutely. And yes, if you couldn't write down or remember any numbers, you'll find them all on that website,
yes,
girlsandboystown.org.za. And no better time than Youth Month to be checking it out and to be getting behind this amazing story, Healing Heartbroken Children Since 1958. And my special guest, Zinhle Nyawo. Zinhle, thanks for giving us the story and for keeping hope alive as we head into winter now.
Yes.
And looking forward to telling more stories from the amazing Girls and Boys Town in the not too distant future. What do you say?
Thank you so much, and this was lovely being here, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to come
and share.
Yes.
Happy Youth Month, and wishing you a fantastic Friday celebration.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Bringing you back to the music on a Monday after that special Girls and Boys Town interview. And here's the Jonas Brothers.